Big day today for gamers. Sony is set to unveil its next PlayStation with a number of new features.
Wall Street Journal tech reporter Ian Schur joins us to talk about it. Great to have you here, Ian.
My pleasure.
I can promise you my 13-year-old wants to know everything you have to say.
I imagine.
What do we know about the new system?
Well, so basically right now Sony's staying completely quiet. So this is all based upon our sources here at the Journal. And basically what we've learned is that the new device, one of the marquee features, is going to be what we call cloud gaming, where basically the video games are played on a server way somewhere away from you. And then the image from them is actually streamed to your television over the internet. It's kind of like Netflix, but it's interactive.
Why are they going? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's okay. So basically, the reason that they're doing this is that it's going to allow them to be able to run much more powerful games through it, because you can upgrade the servers all the time, whereas the PlayStation only comes out twice a decade. And the other thing is that it's going to allow them to run different types of games. So the new PlayStation, for example, again, according to our sources, is going to have different types of chips in it than the older PlayStation, the one you can buy today. And that means that the games made for the old one are going to be harder to make them work on the new one. So being able to play these games over the internet and using these servers way away from you is going to allow them to basically run these older games a lot easier. That's going to be one of the first kind of ways that they're going to do it.
What's the likely price of this new PlayStation?
That's a great question. Everyone wants to know. And I wouldn't bet that they're going to tell us. The event's at 6 p.m. ET, so we're not even sure what the price will be or when it's coming out. What our sources have told us is that it's coming out by the end of the year. But I wouldn't bet on hearing the price from them. Usually people try to stay until the last minute to tell you those types of things.
So is this going to be more like the Xbox?
Well, already Sony and Microsoft have very similar devices. They both allow you to play against one another over the internet, right? I can play games like Call of Duty against people. And a lot of them have already social integration. You can tweet, you can Facebook and all sorts of stuff. One of the things that they're going to try and do to kind of, again, right now what they're trying to do is make them differentiate more and more, right? So one of the things Sony's, again, from our sources, is going to do is allow you to take the footage from some of your games and actually send them over to YouTube, so you can actually show kind of your best moment in the game on YouTube. And they're also going to integrate stuff like touch controls into the controllers, right? We know that with tablets and smartphones, which have grown considerably since the last PlayStation came out, people love their touch controls. And so they're going to try and respond to that a little bit with their controllers. So there's a lot of ways they're going to try and differentiate. But, you know, the other thing is that Microsoft hasn't shown off its new Xbox yet. And our sources have told us that's coming out by the end of the year, too. So we're going to have these two gigantic companies going up against each other head-to-head for the holidays. It's going to make for a lot of interesting stories.
Ian, final 30 seconds here. What is the state of the video game system itself? We're able to play games now on cell phones and social networks and things like that. Have we seen the peak of video game systems?
Well, there's definitely very different sides on that. I think one of the things that we do know is that it has flattened out or contracted, at least in the U.S. And both companies, Sony and Microsoft, and also Nintendo for that matter, really have to work hard to try and regain that growth. It used to be that the casual games like the motion controls on the Wii were good enough to bring in new people. That's not the case anymore. And it's really a hard thing. To give you an example, Apple's iOS devices, the iPhones, the iPod, the iPad, and the iPod Touch and the iPad, all 500 million of them have been sold. That's more than every one of the consoles combined. So there's a lot to go up against just from one company.
Wow, Ian, thanks so much. Look forward to it.
My pleasure.
That's Ian Schur, technology reporter for the Wall Street Journal.